in Cuba, Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific on Travel Channel.
Chuck Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch joins us now for his Friday morning analysis of the Virginia political news. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
Thanks for joining us again. Well, the talks at the White House continue on trying to reconcile the Republican and Democratic differences over the national debt and ongoing budget deficits. And Virginia's Eric Cantor, of course, is a central part of those talks. And Virginia Senator Mark Warner has been taking a leading role in advocating a centrist approach.
Well, Eric Cantor, after very dramatically walking out of these talks because he couldn't abide the idea of a deal including higher taxes, has now dramatically returned. I'm sure a number of the listeners saw the footage out of the White House yesterday with Eric Cantor wearing that TV grin, sitting two seats to the president's right, and now apparently prepared to at least consider a range of options on a possible increase in the debt ceiling. Of course, that August 2nd deadline looming, or else the nation allegedly goes into default. All sides sound a lot more serious now, and that includes the congressman from Henrico County. And as some people interpret his remarks, it almost sounds as if he might be open to higher taxes, though, of course, he wouldn't call it that. Now, he has made it clear that one of the conditions for Republican support, House Republican support, is that any spending cuts must exceed the increase in the debt ceiling. Now, of course, then there's Mark Warner. You know, he fancies himself the great budget hawk. He had this op-ed piece in the Washington Post yesterday chiding Wall Street for failing to publicly warn the politicians of the consequences of a default for the markets, for business, for consumers. Now, of course, Wall Street's credibility, you know, post-financial meltdown isn't very high, and less so following the streets of a very rich bounce back from that fiscal crisis in 2008.
Well, of course, we're talking about the national budget here, but what would be the consequences to our state if the country defaulted on its debt?
Well, one of the cascading effects might be a dial back in the state's bond rating. It's AAA, like that of the United States. Last week, a number of state budget officials, some folks on Main Street, and members of the congressional delegation were circulating a report by Moody's, the credit rating agency, warning of big, big problems for states like Virginia and others if the U.S. doesn't start paying its bills. And one of those big problems is that there could be a downgrade in the credit rating. Now, that sounds all fairly vague and murky, but what lower-rated bonds mean, higher costs for the people who back them, and that would be the taxpayer.
Well, let's turn to the 2012 Senate race with about 2 minutes and 20 seconds to go. To bring us up to date on some of the happenings in that race, which is not yet, strictly speaking, a Kane-Allen race, because Allen does face opposition in the Republican primary for the GOP nomination.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, this week it was Tim Kaine's turn to pull off a flip-flop. He endorsed a piece of legislation by Mark Warner and Jim Webb that would open Virginia waters to drilling and exploration for oil and gas. Kane's position initially had been he would favor exploration for gas only, but flip-flops are fast becoming the order of the day in this campaign. George Allen, the presumed Republican nominee about a week or so ago, reversed position on federal subsidies for ethanol. Recall that when he was an unofficial presidential candidate in 06, he favored them. And now facing Tea Party opposition in the Republican primary, Allen is against ethanol subsidies, as Daniel Patrick Moynihan said. Of course, you know, opinions change because facts change. And the big change here is that now both Tim Kaine and George Allen are running for the Senate.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about this British hacking scandal, which has closed down the leading British tabloid newspaper owned by Rupert Murdoch's News Corp, which, of course, also has holdings in this country, including the Wall Street Journal and Fox. It kind of harkens back to a hacking scandal, if you will, that we had in Virginia politics a couple decades ago.
Yes, one wonders if there's an echo of that old Rob Wild eavesdropping controversy back in the 90s. Remember, Chuck Robb was nearly indicted, his office having been slipped a secret recording of an illegally intercepted mobile phone conversation, in which Doug Wilder chuckled over the truth, which was that Rob was facing some increasing political problems because of continuing scrutiny of his off-duty conduct in Virginia Beach as governor.
Okay, we have a little time left today, maybe 30 seconds or so. Any final thoughts?
Don't forget that there has been a Back to the Roots appointment by Tim Kaine to his Senate campaign. Mike Henry mm-hmm. is going to be running his Senate campaign, ran the Kaine gubernatorial campaign, much like Allen, Mike Thomas, who ran the Allen gubernatorial campaign, now running the Senate bid.
Okay, our thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch, who joins us every Friday morning at this time to analyze the Virginia political news. It's 20 minutes before 9.